You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, I'm Jim Callis, along with Jonathan Mayo from MLBPipeline.com. We're talking about the Arizona Fall League. Each of the major league organizations has sent prospects to Arizona to work on various aspects of their game. Jonathan, I think we both agree the Phillies have one of the most improved farm systems in baseball from the start of the season to the end. They've sent some very interesting players to the Glendale Desert Dogs, including the guy who I think, again, we both agree is the best prospect in the entire league.
Now, without question, J.P. Crawford is the best prospect in the entire league, a top 10 guy in our overall top 100, two-time futures gamer. This is a guy who has a chance to be an elite level player at the big league level once he gets there. The amazing thing is that he's only 20 and he's really not that far off from perhaps impacting that big league ball club in Philadelphia, especially as they continue to rebuild. He made it up to Double A, missed some time at the beginning of the year, got to the Florida State League, completely dominated, moved up, and more than held his own as one of the youngest regulars in the Eastern League. This is a guy who can hit for average. I think he's going to have some power. He runs decently. And like a lot of the shortstop prospects that we've seen come up of late, Francisco Lindor, Addison Russell, he actually can stick at shortstop without question. He takes a lot of pride in his defense and being an all-around player, and is really excited to use the Fall League as a springboard to maybe joining some of those young shortstops now in the big leagues.
Every day, go out there, try to get better. I mean, if it's on defense or batting, I mean, just pick out something and try to get better at it each day. And wherever they put me, I'm just going to go out there and play my hardest, and wherever I end up, and I'm going to be happy there.
Another position player that the Phillies are excited about, Jonathan, is catcher Andrew Knapp. He was a second-round pick in 2013. His career got a setback. He wound up injuring his elbow in instructional league after that season and had Tommy John surgery. Kind of had a ho-hum 2014. Even the start 2015 high class A, he was just okay. Nothing that jumped out at anybody. He got to Double A Reading and he was unbelievable. In 55 games, he had 360, 419 on base percentage, 631 slugging percentage, 11 home runs. And it's a legit bat. It's good. I don't think it's that good. I don't think we're going to be seeing an ops over 1,000 in the big leagues. But he's got power from both sides of the plate. He's got a reasonable approach, so you think he can hit for some average. And he's a decent defender, too. He's not a guy who caught a lot in college at Cal, where his dad was also a catcher. But he's got enough arm strength. He's made progress as a receiver. The scouts I've talked to actually think he's a better receiver than Jorge Alfaro, who they acquired in the Cole Hamels trade from the Rangers. So it could be Andrew Knapp, could be the Phillies' catcher of the future. And as with J.P. Crawford, he could be using the Arizona Fall League as a springboard to get to Philadelphia awfully soon.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.